SBS Radio.
Wadamuli. This is NITV Radio and I'm Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, a yarn on the very latest on the COVID situation in Shepparton in Victoria. And it was only yesterday Victoria recorded 80 new COVID infections, with 18 cases linked to the outbreak in Shepparton. It brings the total number of cases in Shepparton to 67, while about 17,000 residents in the area, which has a population of 65,000, are believed to be self-isolating. It's forced many businesses to reduce opening hours as staff remain in isolation, including supermarkets and pharmacies.
Shannon Drake, the Executive Manager of Health and Wellbeing at Rubbalara Aboriginal Cooperative.
Now, we do know that the very latest COVID news for Shepparton is not looking good. There are high case numbers in the region. What's the latest that you know of, please, Shannon?
Yeah, so we continue to screen community, and I understand with the ADF also being in town that we've made sure that we're doing a communication piece to community, just to advise that they're in to support us during this time to help with swabbing and screening, and just to check in on community at home, just to make sure everything's going okay, and also to make sure that anyone that needs any delivery of food packs or a wellbeing check, that's what's happening. So that engagement is to support the Golden Valley area, given that a number of us are in isolation at this given time.
I'm wondering, what has been some of the feedback from the locals at the moment? What are you hearing on the ground, please, Shannon?
Yeah, so community just really wanting to have information. So for us, it's really just to unpack, what tier one, tier two, what this means. And obviously, community also, we're supporting any food packs and the like. So the anxiety has been just around making sure they understand the language that's being used, also that they're able to feed their family and they can reach out to us at any time. We've been able to ensure that community can ring us if they've got any concerns, noting that there'll be door knocks going around to community. So, haven't heard any particular concerns from community, because they know at any time they can reach out to Rumbalara and we can answer any of their questions that they need.
I'm wondering, how are you personally feeling at the moment, Shannon, with this situation at hand in Shepparton?
Yeah, look, I'm still quite positive and upbeat, because it's been wonderful to see the engagement of community come in and get screened. We have had no positive confirmation in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, and we've completed 1,061 swabs as of yesterday, and we'll continue to do that over the weekend and up until next week. We'll also continue to screen community at day 13. It's been absolutely fantastic that the community have rallied around to understand the importance of having the swab, but also to have the vaccination. So we actually are having a lot of people coming through our doors also to have the vaccination. It's been a wonderful response, and we also want to do a shout out to Ramiak, Noonda, and the Haywood mob for coming in and supporting us to help our workforce to support community in the Golden Valley area.
And Shannon, what message would you like to deliver to Aboriginal community members in and around Shepparton today?
I just ask mob to come in, get your swab done. It's drive through. There is no waiting times. You'll be coming within 2 minutes, you'll be able to have your swab. Please go home and isolate until you get your result, or if you're in isolation, please to continue staying home. We'll give you a buzz. You can give us a call at Rumbalara on 582035, the health service, to answer any of your questions. And we'll organise the community to also have a vaccination after their quarantine period. Please do the right thing, and please continue to support each other and keep each other safe, which we've done during this whole time.
And we do know, Shannon, that the ADF is now on the ground in Shepparton helping in terms of logistics. How is this making community members feel in and around Shepparton at the moment?
Yeah, so like I said, we've made sure we're doing that communication piece out to community really early, just to advise that, this isn't to be concerned. This is to ensure that we have the support in the Golden Valley area to make sure everyone's able to do what they need to do and feel safe during this time. And like I said, any concerns that anyone's got, that you know, the ADF will just be able to unpack that when they reach the doors. There isn't an overly worried communication that's coming through with our community at this point in time.
Shannon, thanks so much for your time today on NITV Radio. Stay positive, stay deadly, and I hope that everything will be fine in your community up there in Shepparton.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.